Good morning, my beautiful friend. Hello. This is Sarah Bareilles. And it's a song, Brave, which I've played for you many times. And I love this song for many reasons. But one of the biggest reasons I love this song, let me just play out this chorus and then I'll tell you. One of the reasons that I love this song is it became a bit of a theme song for my beautiful group coaching circle called Ali Ali Oxen Free. And Ali Ali Oxen Free, for those of you who may not know that expression, was something we used to shout out when we were playing hide and seek. And it means it's safe to come out of hiding. Ali Ali Oxen Free. It's safe. It's safe to come out of hiding. And so this song, I would play it every once in a while with my coaching group, and we had a connection to it because it's about being brave and being who we are in the world and being courageous. And the reason you may or may not hear this, but I'm holding back tears as I'm talking to you, is because one of the beautiful, beautiful women in my group coaching circle passed away just on Saturday. And it's the everything of it right now as I'm wanting to share with you. I'm wanting to share with you so many things that many of you, if you've been following along already, you know that I was already in a deep season of loss and grief. There's been somewhat of a pile up lately, and it's fascinating, and it's hard, and it's connecting, and it's life. It's life. And so when I found out last weekend that our beautiful Bev had passed away, it brought up so many new aspects of things that to look at. And I'll tell you, and I think Bev would be proud of me sharing her with you, because the thing about Bev is she had this most lion-like spirit. And it's funny as I say that because she loved cats. Almost every time we were on a Zoom call together, one of her cats would jump up and, twirl around in front of the camera. And you know how cats love to show their butts to the camera and nudge up to, the camera. And so it's interesting though, but Bev really did have this lioness-esque spirit about her. And I think we just adore each other, and there's that deep unconditional love. And Bev was included in that circle. She just had this spirit that I want to try to celebrate and just to share a bit with you. So Bev, as long as I knew her, I think we came together as a coaching circle during the pandemic and have been meeting ever since. And I think I've known her for those maybe 5 years. And Bev she was always, in a wheelchair. And yet never let that stop her from, I was just talking to some of the people in the group over this past week, and oh my goodness, that woman making beautiful stained glass art and always talking about being out in the garden, out in the garden, out in the garden. I can remember her just, one time the wheelchair tipped over because maybe it was muddy or I'm not sure what happened. And she was laughing when she told us the story about that, but that she so loved being out in the garden and out in the world. And And she would just show up with, I wish I could even describe, just she had this like really quirky sense of humor, and her joy. I mean, we all have a unique joy. And I think this is one of the things that I've been reflecting so much on lately, that any of us who love somebody, and I hope this is every one of us who's here gathered right now, anyone who loves someone, we know, right? Like they're unique in all the world to us. And I think that's one of the most, that's one of the big things I've been thinking about, right? That there are so many people, I think 8 billion, maybe so many more than 8 billion now in the world. And yet every person we love is so ours, you know? Bev was so Bev. And all the things that I loved about Bev, and I still love about Bev, I'm going to put that in present tense. I think our love for people is always present tense. All those things I love about her, I'm just so in awe. Like, that she landed here on this planet, that I somehow had the great fortune to not only know her, but get to spend a fair amount of time, right, in meaningful conversation. And that we got to be a circle of people who all love each other. I'm going to play a little more of this music. I just looked up and saw it, and I don't know why I feel like I want to play a little. Bev was so brave. And I know we all are, right? I think that's one of the reasons I love this song. And we're all brave in whatever ways we can be. And this particular, my Olly Olly group, these are a group of women who are all wanting to find ways to express themselves even more in the world, to be just a little bit more brave. And Bev was doing that. And I don't know exactly what age Bev was when she passed away, but I think she was in her mid-70s and full of vitality, full of mischief, full of life force, full of expression. And the great thing about that is that until the very last time we all got to see her, which was not that long ago, Bev had cancer, and every time she came to our calls, I'm doing great. I can't believe it. You know, it's like I'm hardly being impacted by the chemo. I'm not even feeling sick. You know, she would come, even when she would come with a scarf around her head because her hair had fallen out, she would say, "I'm so lucky. It feels so good." You know, and she'd say, I'm going to beat this. It's, I feel it. And we all, maybe this is what I wanted to say to you that feels so important. We all were right there with her because she had this amazing spirit, this amazing strength. Lioness keeps coming to my mind. And I think in my mind, truthfully, there was no question she was going to get back to a place of no cancer. Many people do, right? Like, and she was so full of vitality. And so here's the thing. When I got that news that Bev had passed away, I was like, what? No, you're lying. That's not true. Stop it. You know, like my whole body, my whole reaction was so indignant that this person who I had just seen not that long ago on video, I'd never had the joy of meeting her in person. And as I was touching in with each of the people in the group, it was somewhat the same response, right? That each person felt like, wait a minute, no. And I'm saying all of this to you because one of the companion feelings that I've had all week, you know, in addition to feeling like, oh, gosh, you know, I'm never going to get to see that beautiful face again. I'm never going to get to like laugh with her. We're never going to get to journal together and then share like the meaningful reflections that come up around topics that we talk about in the group. We're never going to get to laugh. I'm never going to get to hear another of her, you know, pinpricks of light, which is how we start our group. And so there's all of that. And alongside it is also like, thank goodness that I sent her cards throughout the years. Thank goodness that I sent photos. You know, I love to take screenshots when we're in a group together. They're all so cute and sweet and wonderful. And I love to take screenshots of the group of us and send them. And thank goodness that I did that and that I told her many times how much I love her, how much I respect her, why she makes me so happy, why, you know, some of the things I've told you and many more, you know, like thank goodness that I put that into words, that I put that into writing, because the thing that I don't have alongside this grief right now is regret, you know, and I think that you all know, or maybe you don't, but many of you know, my first book was called Say It Now. And I am so grateful for whatever, you know, whatever God or life or source or great something put that book into my head and into my heart, because I'm telling you, it is huge. I mean, it's big enough, and we all know this. It's big enough to grieve. It is big enough to miss someone. It is big enough to just be so sad to no longer have someone's beautiful physical presence. But what we don't want on top of that is a layer of, I wish I had said, I wish I had done, I wish I had, I wish I had. That is so hard. And as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about Bev, but I'm also thinking about another death that happened recently. And I can tell you, it's a similar thing, right? That there's a lot of evidence that I loved this person. And, you know, physical evidence in love lists and cards and personalized books and personalized cards and, you know, speaking it. And I'm telling you, this is my message today. In the midst of losing someone we deeply love, the thing that we really want to lean into is that we deeply loved, right? I know we all know this, that grief is love. Grief is love. Two sides of the same coin, no doubt about it. And if right now there's someone in your life that you deeply love, and you haven't explicitly, and I mean explicitly, said, I love you because, you know, I love you for, I love you that, I love the memory of this thing with you, I love that we, I love that you. If you haven't explicitly said those things or put them into a love list in writing, please do not wait. We, you know, we all walk around thinking we have all the time in the world, and we don't. And, you know, dear Bev, passing was a great example of, you know, all of us in the group thinking we had many more circles with her. All of us feeling as if this, she was just going to get past this cancer and there was going to be another side. And there wasn't. And there wasn't. So my plea to you right now is that one love list. I know you hear me say it all the time and it can become maybe even like background noise, but I'm telling you, it's what I live by. And I'm so glad I do, because not only do I not have that regret, but also I can remember, I'm standing here at my desk in my studio. I can remember standing here at this desk, writing a card to Bev and putting, she loved birds, and I had gotten her some bird sticker, and, you know, just said to her, like, you know, that she makes me happy, like a little bird chirping, or I don't know, something like that. Just some little note of like, you know, you make me happy kind of note. I can remember sitting here. And do you know how good that feels in the moment that we're doing that? It's making our love come to life for us first. We're filling ourselves with love when we're doing that. Then we send it, and hopefully that person feels that love, right? I know Bev told me, like, oh, I have that little bird picture up above the, and that little bird sticker, you know, posted up here, so I see it every day. Brings her joy, reminds her that she's like, you know, loved, like the way that we love sweet birds. And then now, you know, now when she's gone, I can know, like, yeah, she knew you loved her. You know, it's sad as all get out that I won't get to see her again. And yet, it's also the holding of this love, the knowing that, you know, I did my best. Of course I could have done more, and we all always can. You know, believe me, that's also there. But it's not a biting regret. It's more of just like a, you know, like just pay attention, Sherry. You know, pay attention every day. You know, when you get that little inkling, like, oh, you haven't heard from so-and-so, reach out. Oh, you know, I'm just feeling so much love for so-and-so. Maybe I'll make a tiny little 10 item love list. Do it. Okay. So I love you so much. I'm so glad that you're here with me. I do want to, as I'm ending this, let you know, in case you haven't already gotten it, because I've been talking about it for a month now, but I did just launch my book, which is called The Love List of a Lifetime. And I just wanted to quickly tell you, that's a double entendre, because the first part of The Love List of a Lifetime is that I invite people, and I hope you will do this, to not only give people love lists, say it now, make copies of those love lists, put them in a file, and add to them, you know, as long as you're alive and as long as you know that person, you know, just handwrite it even, but have a file that those will be distributed after you die. Because one of the things that could be the biggest gift is that after we die, our words of love get delivered to somebody. Can you imagine how comforting that could be to someone grieving? And so make the love list now, make a copy of it, put it in a file, and don't forget to add to it, because that's really fun too. I have lots of written ones, and I'm going to tell you, I also keep audio notes on a lot of the people that I'm closest to, and I just add to them all the time. One of them is now 3 hours long, you know? So those are my, oh, I forgot to tell you the second part of the double entendre. Sorry. I always love closing the loops on things. The second part of the love list of a lifetime is that there is a very long list of things that are very, very helpful for people if we do them before we die. And that's the second part of the love list. I like to think of it as a list of loving things that we do, because each one that you check off, Advanced Healthcare Directive is maybe one of the first ones that I'm going to say to you. You check that off, you do that, that alleviates so much pain and confusion for the people that you love if something were to happen for you and you couldn't express your wishes. That's just one item on the love list. But anyhow, I say this all to you. I hope, of course, that you might buy the book no matter what age you are. It is never too soon to do this work. And again, make a love list. Email me, please, to say, yeah, I heard your love, Graham, and I did that. I made a love list, and here's how it felt, right? To let me know how it felt to do it. What did it feel like to give it to the person and to make it? How did it feel just for you before you even gave it? All right, let's leave with a little bit of music. If you feel like watching, this is such a fun video. It's the official video for Sarah Bareilles Brave. And I just want to say, as I'm leaving, I love you, Bev. I love you, Bev. And, you know, we're all that for each other. We're all like, look, Bev, that place that she held of being this like very uniquely loved and beloved person. We're all that. You're that for some people. Don't forget that. I love you. You really matter. You really make a difference.